This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
W. Spring and Simon Davis, used to be a Simon I call from Florida, but luckily we get your last name. What's going on here? I want to ask you, I'm going to start off with some questions because I think this is a question that people want to know. Firstly, what do the vaccines do? And I'm going to summarize this first. The vaccines, if they succeed, they give you 4 to 8 weeks of spike proteins and induces Ig subclass M antibodies, and they produce abnormal mitochondria. When they do that, the abnormal mitochondria cause the interference in the extracellular matrix of mitochondria, and they generate hydroperoxy radical that cross-links von Willebrand's clotting factor, causing the clots. The spike protein itself induces the disturbance of the extracellular matrix of mitochondria, and they concentrate in tissues like the ovaries, intestines, liver, brain, heart, etc. They don't stay at the ejection site. And when they create these abnormal spike proteins, they generate the next generation of abnormal mitochondria, which can then self-reproduce. For example, in the average heart muscle cell, there's 500,000. For Purkinje cell in the cerebellum of your brain, there's 2 to 3 million. So what you have to understand, what you're doing is a genetically engineered mitochondriopathy, hydroperoxy radical, and of course this also creates Ig subclass M, which means you can't kill the virus, but you can tag it. Now what happens is, when you inject people with these vaccines, they actually create a situation where the vaccine makes the virus in a person who is, you know, now sick because they've got the acidosis and free radicals of the vaccine in them, that makes the virus mutate to try to avoid, so it can reproduce, right? And there's two things that happen. Firstly, you create new mutations of the virus, so there's 7 amino acids difference in the Delta strain, and it also means it has to mutate away from the Ig subclass M, which can at least try to suppress its viral replication. Okay, it doesn't kill it, because to kill it requires T-cell immunity, which none of the vaccines are producing. They create IgM antibodies, which is B-cell immunity. Now, most people, including doctors, don't know this. Even when I saw the information from Dr. McCullough, he thinks that it's just a matter that there used to be 1% and this strain always existed, and then it somehow emerged. No. As you vaccinate people, you create new mutations, if you have millions of them, and these mutations will do three things, one of three things. They'll have a longer incubation period, they'll have a higher viral load, or they'll cause more serious mitochondriopathy or a secondary thing called ADE, antigen-directed enhancement reactions. And what happens is the people who are vaccinated, if you're vaccinated versus someone who has natural immunity, you grow up to more than sometimes hundreds of times, but at least 7 times more likely you're going to die if you get, say, the Delta strain, if you've been vaccinated, say, in Israel or the Seychelles Islands. And the reason is you can grow a tremendous amount more viral load before your immune system finally alarms the fact there's a problem. When it hits that alarm button, it's like the alarm button is being pushed in the building going on fire when the ceiling is falling down and everything's on fire. In other words, it's late. And when that happens, the body then literally blows itself up because now you can have a tremendous amount more virus because you're not killing the virus, you're just tagging it. That, yes, the fire alarm's going off, but it goes off way too late when the viral load is massive. The vaccines are designed to do three things. Number one, they're designed, number one, to frighten you into think that if you take this vaccine, you're going to be protected. You won't need masks or social distancing, which is a lie. Number two, they're designed to create new strains of the virus, so when a new strain emerges, they don't need to create them in a biolab. The biolab of millions of people being vaccinated will create them. And number three, they'll cause a massive population die-off, which is their goal, because they don't want us to interfere with their survival when major galactic and solar events happen that actually, you know, put the world in danger. And what's going on right now? So I'd like you to pull up some of the things that you've seen. When I saw this in Dr. McCullough, they get it partially correct. But national immunity, what they should have done is simple. Take the senior citizens around the country and put them give them reverse protection, but give them vitamin D, zinc, and say if they start getting sick, treat them early with simple things. Even hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin would help. But my first sign kit, I have 100% secure protection rate. If they simply take even my top two or three things, let's say Neutrodyne, high-dose turmeric, which is our cell defense, and high-dose power C, and the zinc, which is our gastroheal or zinc monatomic, you can't die. You just can't. The problem is, you see, that people don't understand that the globalists in the medical system is a bunch of people that are not highly educated scientists. So doctors are not scientists. They go and get introductory organic chemistry. They don't understand advanced biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, quantum biophysics, or pathology. And pathologists are too smart to be doctors. Any therapies they discover are not introduced into medicine for 50 to 100 years. I remember that's what they tried to get me to do, is go to pathology, because I finished my PhD at age 20 in marine bacteriology, and they wanted me to go into pathology because you said you're too smart. You're embarrassing the professors at medical school at Dow, which is a sister of Harvard. So you have to understand, doctors are numbskulls, and they follow what's called standard of care. So this is all filth in the hands of the globalists. They have been publishing all over the place. They want to reduce the world population. So I'd like you to make a couple of comments here, because you're doing some really good research. I was very distressed by looking at this, but I've been, you know, trying to support Donald Trump. But, I mean, I'm getting very aggravated by him. People keep on wanting me to send more money, and I did. I spent a lot of money in the past to Donald Trump and support him. But he continues to push the goddamn lie that he's some superhero for getting the vaccines in this Warp Speed program with Bill Gates and these other assholes. Your comments. Go ahead.
Kevin, would you like to go first?
Go ahead, Simon. Then we're going to hear John W. Go ahead.
So, I think the statistic variants are a little bit of a red herring at this point. What we've obviously seen is that whatever vaccines, if they can even be called that, and funnily enough, as of last week, they can be called vaccines. So I don't know if you noticed, but the CDC actually changed the definition of the word vaccine officially. They changed it from saying that it provided you with immunity, and now the definition is a inoculation that provides you with some measure of protection. So they've completely and totally changed the scientific definition of vaccine.
I don't think they have a right. It's like changing the English language. You know, a vaccine is basically a portion of a dead pathogen that makes you develop T and B cell immunity. That's what a vaccine is. Okay.
Not anymore, according to.
That's them just trying to twist the language, just like they did. They want to do wokeness, like how, you know, when you go to university, they want to give you woke or say that men can have babies, so that, you know, what are you talking about? That there's two sexes.
Yeah.
It's mind-bending bullshit that needs to stop. Okay, and if you're a scientist, you see. All health providers should be scientists first before they're a health provider, and they're not. Most doctors are either have inferior intelligence or they have big egos, or they never get the training beforehand. They should even finish a PhD in physiology and we call functional medicine before they can even get their MD, and they should do general medicine like they do in Switzerland for a minimum of 5 years before they can specialize. You can see people going to orthopedic surgery and all they have is 4th-year medical school. And they learn the procedures. I mean, I did 40 total hips before I graduated medical school in 1976. I did 40 total hips. Okay? That's not easy. It takes a very good with hand-eye coordination to actually learn how to do these skills or, you know, arterial cut-downs and other major surgery. I've done the surgery. I've even done eye surgery. So the idea that you have to be a genius to do this is BS, okay? You have to have a thick stomach so you can not mind people bleeding or dying on you or pathology. But if you can stomach it, you can move forward. Now, the medical system traumatizes people so they lose their empathy with other human beings that are suffering or dying. And so doctors are more likely to be serial killers than any other group of people on Earth, more than, you know, call the psychopathology people that are heavily on drugs.
Yes. Now, Dr. Deagle, what Simon just reported is rather significant in that I think the reason basically behind the CDC changing the definition of vaccination is basically so that it would fall under the umbrella of protection that goes back to the Reagan administration.
Exactly, yeah. The Reagan administration laws basically mean, you know, when you change the ruling, because, you see, the only reason why these vaccines receive some kind of protection is they are under what's called the EUA. Now, the problem with EUA is that if you have a treatment, which is now being proven by people like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the Jewish rabbi that now is getting very sick, he had to go to Florida and he's seriously ill himself, with head of what have lung removed and so on, all kinds of things going on with him. He succeeded in saving 30,000 people, but being clever. Now, he used a combination of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and medical drugs like steroids and so on, and immunoglobulins, like the one from the Netherlands, right? And he was able to save people. Now, the problem is that you don't need drugs. You can do natural therapies to actually rescue people and make 100% better. But the problem is, you see, and here's where the issue comes in. Medical liability is the reason why they don't want to go back to the manufacturer. So you're exactly correct that they try to change the definition to change the law. Legally, that's not that would not stand up to a Supreme Court ruling. You can't change the rules after the fact because the EUA said if you have another therapy that's even partially effective, which is proven with the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you can't put these even toxic, genotoxic, so-called fake vaccines out there. So this is an attempt to lie to us, just like the new patent on the new version of the Pfizer vaccine, which is also BS, because the patent is for a future virus 4 or 5 years from now, and they're trying to pretend that it's for the one we're currently using in stock right now. It's not. There's no patent behind the current vaccine being given to people. None.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
The previously naturally exposed probably have almost no lethality at all, right? So if you're in a part of the population down there, actually to test everybody to see if they have T-cell immunity, the people who got, let's say, previously had exposure to COVID-19 and now get the Delta version, the chances of them dying are virtually zero with even simple things like zinc and vitamin D, etc. It's the vaccinated people that are the ones now at high risk of having extremely high viral load and getting a cytokine storm or the ADE phenomena, which will kill them and be a super spreader to spread the virus. So what the globalists have done is they actually made people that are vaccinated fearful to the point where they're now sources of massive amounts of virus to infect everybody else. And, of course, if they vaccinate more people, they'll cause the conditions in their body to be acidotic. So if the virus needs to mutate, so it continues to kind of mutate away from the B cell or and IgM antibodies in the person because of the previous vaccines, the virus will mutate away from those and create new strains like a mu strain, which is not that, in other words, even if they made an anti, let's say, Delta version and vaccine against IgM antibodies by a new sigma one, you know, sigma protein and thing on spike protein, it would only work for a period of time because the virus would then mutate away to make create new strains, which would avoid the vaccine. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, another very common problem seems to be. I mean, I know personally four people who have gone into hospital, been diagnosed with pneumonia and COVID, received no treatment for the pneumonia whatsoever. The COVID was probably a false positive, and they weren't even given sputum tests to determine whether or not the pneumonia was viral or bacterial. And that is
step one.
Yeah. Three different hospitals, four different people.
Well, the problem is a lot of people have co-infections. They don't just have a virus, like even influenza. Most people, for example, don't just die of influenza virus. They die of secondary bacterial pneumonia on top of the virus.
But precisely, if you don't determine whether it's viral or bacterial pneumonia, you don't know whether or not to treat it with an antiviral or an antibiotic. And they were just, you know, giving them whatever their standard protocol for COVID was, and it went from single pneumonia to double pneumonia in three of the four cases, and suddenly...
Yeah, but that's what's called just, I call the emergency side, you know, where the emergency department or the ICU side. I mean, let's put it this way. I'm not a medical legal expert. If you send me a case and I have the details of a case and I review it, and there's evidence that the doctor's been guilty, let me tell you, my friends in the tank division used to say, you never drive a tank with your ass hanging out the window because somebody's going to shoot at your ass. Now, to be honest with you, and I've never lost a case, a medical legal case. You know why? I have a clue. I have a photographic memory and a wide-range knowledge. Now, I'm not just a family doctor, internal medicine. I'm a surgeon. I'm an intensive care unit doctor. I'm a bioweaponeer. I'm an intensive care burn trauma bond doctor. I work in the government on classified projects. My area of expertise is very broad, not only from regular conventional medicine, but advanced biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, and classified information you'll never even get taught in medical school. Doctors, they are not scientists. They are not scientists. Now, in some countries, they have advanced this. For example, in Switzerland, you can't go into dentistry unless you get a medical degree first. Did you know that? You can't go into specialty training unless you do 5 years of general medicine. And you have to do a PhD in a biological sciences when you're doing your medical MD. So when you graduate with an MD and a biological scientist degree to indicate you are a scientist also. Did you know that?
Yeah, Swiss qualifications are very helpful.
So they're very high qualifications, okay? Now, there's one medical school here in New York that does similar things in New York. I'm trying to remember where it is. It's Western New York. And those people are much more educated than the average. But the problem is the medical profession are run by Big Pharma. Big Pharma is interested in taking a natural molecule in a side group and making it really rich by making billions of dollars for it rather than actually finding out what's deficient in this individual as to why they're now a risk for example, dying of COVID. Obesity, which is mitochondrial dysfunction, hypothyroidism, low levels of vitamin D, zinc, antioxidants. And if you just look at all those, you say, well, no wonder somebody's going to die. Their mitochondria are teetering on collapse, right? So,
well, I think the mere fact that lots of porn stars, when they retire, become pharmaceutical reps speaks for itself. And I'm not sure it's because they have a perfect memory of organic chemistry pathways.
Yeah, they become pharmaceutical reps because they're prostitutes. And they're going to and they're able to sell because that's what they do. When they do their shows, they sell. They sell their bodies or their movements or their phraseology or whatever. They get into an acting mode. Now,
and most parents don't realize that their pediatricians, about 60% of their revenue comes in the form of vaccination bonuses. And a very, very few people realize that. If you look at a breakdown of their income,
right,
the patient fee, it's in vaccination bonuses. They have targets of 65, 75, 85, 95. When they get
right,
that, they're getting astronomical bonuses from the pharmacy.
Well, many of the illnesses that occur now, like attention deficit disorder, Asperger's syndrome, autism, and many even childhood cancers and zoonotic cancers later on, are caused by vaccines that have live attenuated viruses. And remember now, most cancers are triggered off by two things, viruses and toxins. And the virus and toxins often come together.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Judy Moshevitz was talking about, the XMRV virus triggering cancers.
Right. That's why, for example, right after someone gets vaccinated, very often I had one of my friends, Jonathan, who was one of my colleagues that I co-developed products with. He had a friend who got vaccinated back in New York 6 months or 7 months ago, and within 10 days after his vaccine, he had a massive explosive cancer that took off. Well, if you have a cancer that's going to take off, or you're sitting there with a precancerous situation in your body, whether it's breast cancer or pancreatic, it's going to explode when you're vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, now, Dr. Rachel Valensky, the head of CDC, she's actually now admitted there's a soundbite of her from, I believe, the 28th of August, saying that she accepts the evidence that's been presented by, quote, her international colleagues that have now demonstrated that in relation to the Delta variant, people who received vaccines as long ago as December and January are now at more risk than the unvaccinated. And the
let me tell you what the solution is. The solution is not Dr. Zelenko, who's now, by the way, he's very sick. Apparently, he had one lung removed. He's very ill down in Florida, and he's quit doing what he's doing in his practice. He does consulting, but he's pretty well done.
I think he's made an incredible recovery, actually. He literally was at death's door. He was hounded out of New York because they were threatening his medical license for prescribing.
He's a smart doctor, but let me explain what's going on. He combined a combination of natural medicine of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which basically is nowhere near as powerful as our ellagic acid and malignant block to irritative damaged mitochondria, and the anti-HMAX, which is quercetin and dimethyl resveratrol. The key is you have to get rid of damaged mitochondria, okay? Because the spike protein lasts for around 4 to 8 weeks, usually around 4 weeks average. So if you have a pet and you're shedding spike protein to your little doggy or cat, they're going to die on you. They're going to get a mitochondriopathy because they're 7 times ages faster than you. Your dog or cat is exposed to your sweat or you're touching them whenever. The exusion of the spike proteins will kill them, all right? That's why you don't love
it. The game that's being played now, and this is particularly distasteful, is that it's even though they admit, and the pharmaceutical companies have detailed in that FDA review, that was a joke in itself, that most of the side effects occur in the first 4 days after the inoculation. And yet they're now saying that if you died inside 14 days after your second shot, they're not going to treat you as having actually been fully vaccinated because it hadn't had the full amount of time to develop within your body.
That's another lie, another amazing twisting of the text. We're going to continue right through the break here and talk to John Spring as well. Yeah, I heard that. Isn't that amazing? They would actually be that nervy to say.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting New York and New Jersey to assess storm damage. This comes after the remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken continue their visit to the Middle East, stopping to meet with American troops, Afghan refugees, and embassy officials at the U.S. Embassy in Doha, Qatar. Secretary Blinken credits those officials as the heroes of the evacuations.
Because of the work that you've done and our colleagues have done together so well, you've saved lives, you've changed futures in remarkable ways.
This comes after reports that the Taliban was blocking flights carrying American citizens and Afghans from leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott signs into law the state's election reform bill after months of delay. Governor Abbott saying he expects the new law will have some legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
Texas Democratic lawmakers delayed the passage of the bill by skipping town on the special sessions and traveling to Washington, D.C. to speak out against it. There's an effort underway to educate children about 9/11 with the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on Saturday. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum launched a fund to support its educational programs. The museum has a website that features 9/11 lesson plans and webinars to give teachers a guide on teaching it in the classrooms. USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
what's coming on. What I want people to know, I talked to my patent guy today, Russ Weinzimmer, and I'll tell you why I have the only complete solution to the problem. First off, my solution with the first line defense kit is far superior to anything with no need for drugs. I went over it in the first hour. My vaccine pre-impulse rescue will not only rescue from the toxic effect of the vaccines or getting sick from the vaccines, but also get rid of the 102 and the graphene oxide biotoxins that are there to shield the virus so it can continue to produce messenger RNA by helping to boost your ability to increase your RNAs and also remove the graphene oxide, the heavy metal toxins in your body to try to make you turn into a hot spot for 5 and 6G so they can turn you into a cyborg. Now, you have to understand they want to damage what's called the VMAT2 region. Besides killing people, the people that are remaining and still are physically alive, they want to turn them into cyborgs or slaves for a superstate where they control your consciousness using a 5 and 6G and interface directly with your consciousness. Now, you have to understand, there's nothing average about Dr. Deagle. In 1978, when I was actually going to work on the Irma's Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab at the VA Hospital and work with UCLA, they wanted me to work with DARPA on four projects. Those four projects involved taking prisoners from West Orange and Irvine and putting microelectrodes in different parts of their brain, like the Rambo Project, which they did back in the 60s and early 70s. From people going to Vietnam, they actually would put electrodes in their brain, see if they could alter the rage control nuclei, and eventually they ended up with a project called Crimson Mist, which they tried over Rwanda years ago, and they were able to actually influence them with frequencies to make them go into rage to kill each other, right? Remember the Tutsi and Hutu. What you have to understand is they're delusional to the point where they think they can just insert, for example, with graphene oxide and these other things, or what they're researching at Harvard with Dr. Lieber, who's now dying of cancer, by the way, who reverse engineered the Sigma 1 protein to allow the virus to jump from species from pangolins and bats 1,000 miles from Wuhan into a human virus. There's no animal reservoir of the coronavirus, there's only human reservoir. Okay? Whereas other things like oral viral infections like the flu and so on can have animal reservoirs. Do you follow me?
Yeah,
you have to understand I'm a bioweaponeer. I was actually working as a point man for the FBI, CC, and FEMA for the entire country in 97 under Reserve Admiral Hughes. If I was a bad guy, I'd be one of the most scary bad guys in history because I could make weapons you can't even imagine. okay, including autonomous robots and drones that can carry you 1,000 miles away. I know how to do all kinds of stuff, and I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, the globalists are delusional. They're not bright. They have no conscience. And they're ruled by Lucifer and their Draco reptilian disembodied spirits. But you have to understand, they're going to fail. And they're going to fail for three reasons. Firstly, here in America, they don't control all the red states. And as it becomes more and more evident that even when they change the language, you can't say that they're not that they're a vaccine now after the fact. When, in fact, we know the EUA was what they used to get these vaccines under dumbass Donald Trump, with Mike Pence, who was working on it in Azar, and Bill Gates of Hell, and the other globalists who want to reduce the world population using vaccines that they've been working on for years, with lying asshole Fauci, who's shaking his finger and yelling at people while he's lying his head off. These people need to be tried and executed. Tried and executed publicly, okay? Now, what's going to happen is, if you grow a backbone, which you need to grow right now, Americans out there, the first thing you'll do is not protesting alone. It's filing pro se litigant actions. A lot of people are whining, oh, I'm going to lose my job. File a suit against your employer. Tell them they don't have a right to force you to take something that could ruin your health. And show all the data that's out there now about the nature of the vaccines and all the doctor experts in multiple countries, like Dr. Reinhard Fomich and others. We have so much evidence now that these vaccines do not solve the problem. They don't stop you needing masks and social distancing. And they create new super strains. And if you do get the new versions of the virus, you grow hundreds of times more than people with natural immunity. So if they tested everybody's natural immunity, the natural immune people will be the people, say, to take care of your wife, for example, John W. You want someone who previously got infection and they recovered because they're going to have natural immunity and not have a giant viral load to pass on to your wife if they picked up the Delta version or another Mu version down the road. You follow me?
Yep.
The vaccinated people have massive viral load to become super spreaders. Now, this is by design, because these morons think they can get away with it. Now, the reason why I'm the modern-day Moses, I have the mana. The mana of first-line defense kit, vaccine pre and post, and today, I'm talking again after the show, I talked to him just before, and we have, with all the harassment and troubles I had with those crazy First Nations trying to steal my patent, I'm passing this over to Big Biotech, and also we have contacts to Don Jr., that's Donald J. Trump's son. And I'm hoping to get in touch with Trump, because Trump needs a mano a mano talk to Dr. Frickin' Bill Daigle. And if you think I'm nervous about talking to Trump, if he knew exactly who and what I am, he should be nervous talking to me, not the other way around. Okay? Because I'm going to save his sorry ass and get him on the right track and make give him the glory of the fact he helped inspire me along with God giving me the formula for the first line defense and the rescue kit. But what he's doing now, he's still giving people the option to take the vaccines, which is dangerous because it's going to cause massive die-off. And this fall and next spring, as the virus starts to emerge with new strains and arrive, the people who have been previously vaccinated are going to have all kinds of ADE experiences and die in hospitals. And when you start losing your military and your healthcare professionals, or they just quit because they're not going to be forced vaccinated, you're not going to have a healthcare system or military. So guess what? In Grey Line, which is the FEMA camp up in Michigan or up in British Columbia and in Ontario, in Mexico, they already have communist Chinese blue hat troops trained by the United Nations to invade our country and with armaments and speaking perfect English, take over our cities and towns and force us into civil detention camps so they can actually reduce the world population. And those who won't be vaccinated will be terminated and beheaded with guillotines built in China for that purpose. Now, if you think I'm delusional on this, you're the delusional asshole and you're going to die, okay? But we can stop this pretty quickly. Number one, file pro se litigant actions. Number two, get your local band of people and your family and whatever to get their food, water, and everything, be ready for at least 2 months of no food, no water, no nothing, okay, for the government. Because when they get locked down or the economy blows up, that's going to happen. And the third thing is, I'm going to be spreading information about what's called my prayer wheel. It's something you can do very simply with what I'm going to spread in the next week or so, and I'm going to be putting it out there. And you can speak in the spiritual realm and get your prayers, which you make yourself, to God. And those prayers are going to be spoken with a special technology I'm going to give you that anybody can do with the one I'm going to spread out there. I'm not charging anything. I'm going to tell them how they can do it themselves. I want people to prep up and be ready with weapons. But the primary weapons I like are non-lethal ones, like pepper ball guns and other things like that. What you want to do is you want to make sure that they realize they're not going to dominate you. And if you have been vaccinated, I can remove the vaccine toxins and the things damaging your VMAT2 region and wake them up your lamp and your brain, your soul, so you don't end up becoming a cyborg because we're having a zombie apocalypse. The whole core of the vaccines is to turn you into a zombie so they can control your cortex of your brain and turn into a slave in a cybernetic state called a mind net. Okay? It's right out of the movie The Matrix and the Minority Report. And people say, oh, you're making that up, Deacon. I said, look, they'd have to tell you in advance because that's part of their crazy religion. Your comments. Go ahead, Simon and John.
Well, I was wondering if at some point, I realize this is an existential problem, but I'm not sure how much your audience have been aware of the fact that there have been 6 plane loads of American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas who have been stuck in Mazar-e-Sharif, which is in the northwestern corner of Afghanistan.
Right.
And those people have been stuck there since the 1st of September. And there's a very enterprising journalist by the name of Emily Miller, who's got the Emily Post on Substack.
Right.
She's also got a very good Twitter feed. And it was private, retired U.S. Special Forces guys with some Christian charities who managed to get everyone to the airport. They've been sitting in the airport waiting to board these planes that were supposed to be there for like 12 hours.
Right. Now, what do you think the Taliban want?
No, this is the thing. The reason they've been held there is because the State Department arranged landing documents for their airport destination. And they couldn't take off without knowing and informing the charter companies of where their planes were going to be flown to and what was going to happen to the passengers. They've already exceeded all the facilities in Doha and UAE and Kuwait. So they had to make other arrangements. And everyone's saying, just fly them to any useful...
So it's the State Department doing that, U.S. State Department, right?
It's the State Department that's doing that because they don't want to encourage private rescue missions. So when people talk to you about movies like...
Oh, yeah, okay, then. That makes sense.
What they
that makes sense.
It's that great Chuck Norris movie.
You know, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots. That's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Basically, if you want to say it, the best reason what Joe Biden's doing is turning Afghanistan into an expansion of the Belt and Road program for globalists that are going to take over the strategic minerals like selenium that are going to make all the batteries for the New World Order and the Green Agenda. Does that make sense? Also, the drug trade from the Taliban.
You hear the Taliban have invited to their independence or launch of government celebrations the Russians, the Chinese, the Qataris, and all the people who have been, you know, essentially anti-American for the last 30 years. It's amazing how they've made up now with the Russians. So I think the Belt and Road Initiative, you're going to have an oil pipeline. It's going to go from China from Afghanistan to Iran. And then you're going to have the railway. It's going to go down to in Gwadar, which is in Baluchistan in Pakistan.
Okay, let me explain, okay? Who are the consumers of all these goods that are going to be made in China or the Far East? They're in the West. Well, the primary thing is if you don't have an exchange system to exchange between their currency and our currency, you can't do it. There's only the last country that fell against global corporatism was Russia back in 1989. Because you understand, it doesn't matter what their political system, whether they're communist or whatever, they're nationalistic. So when Russia fell, right, and the fall of the Soviet Union, you had the only last major superpower that was basically not corporatistic toward the global New World Order. That was Russia. Even though they're communists, they're not part of the game. You follow me? The Russians lost so many people in the First and Second World War. If they didn't have those wars, they'd probably be around between half a billion to two-thirds or three-quarters of a billion people in Russia right now. But so many people died in World War One and Two. I mean, when the Eastern Front and World War Two, there were 8 times more Russians that died than people on the Eastern Front. Okay? John, you know this, right? So what we're dealing with is here, that although they're letting the Belt and Road expand, because the Belt and Road organization was really expanded by the West to expand China, so 80% of the new billionaires are Chinese, but it's, you see, they suck countries into them, even Russia right now, because Russia, under the current leaders there, are being sucked corporately into this new exchange system the Chinese tried to develop about 6 years ago, and they had their own gold standard behind it, and they also wanted their own cryptocurrency because they don't want an American dollar or a Fed coin or anything like that, or even cryptocurrencies like the cryptocurrencies we have right now, like I have Kraken, which is the other currencies, because the globalists don't want that. They don't want a cryptocurrency that the globalist bankers can't control. All right? They can be converted from barter and gold and silver, or just functional doing something into actual exchange units, right? Which is why cryptocurrency is one of the main enemy of the West, out of the bankers, and the idea of encryption, because encryption is a major enemy of the globalist New World Order, because it's all a digital landscape. It's not biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons. It's the landscape of science, technology, and data. Data is the ultimate weapon that they're using. Now, although it looks like the Russians and so on are being sucked in, it's just another ploy. For example, when you see Joe Biden doing this, you wonder, why would we sacrifice all of our people and their allies there and even destroy NATO? It's because they want to destroy NATO. They want NATO to be scrambling. How many of our allies couldn't get their own people up because we decided to pull our troops up before we had a proper operation of the airports and so on? On purpose.
Yeah.
We did that on purpose to make sure that we would actually make people not trust the idea that NATO or America is going to be there for them if something catastrophic happens, right?
Yes. If I may inject a few comments.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The American Director of Central Intelligence has met directly with the Taliban leaders, and also the director of the Pakistani ISI is actually in Kabul now, participating in the celebrations and high official ceremonies.
Do you know why? Because Afghanistan is becoming a vassal of Pakistan, which is the only nuclear Muslim power, supposedly. Now, remember, it's Saudi Arabia has been trying to get nukes since the 1970s and 80s. And they got CC-3 missiles from China, but they didn't get nukes from China. And we were blocking Saudi Arabia from getting nuclear missiles, okay? And the only one that had them was Israel. All right?
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand what's happened is because the ISI was brought in there from not only India, but also from Pakistan by our CIA. Our CIA brought in the actual...
Taliban, yeah.
The Taliban. The Taliban were brought in to radicalize the Islamic people who were becoming much more westernized. And when the royals were there, there were actually females or doctors and lawyers and other people who were doing all kinds of things and they could grow their hair and not get burnt alive. In Afghanistan, it was becoming much more advanced. And remember, they talk about these people being brown-skinned people. The people of Afghanistan are Caucasian. Do they not know that?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're just like the Iranians. Do you know the Iranians are not Arabic? They're Caucasian, so are the Medians. They're Caucasians. They're different types of Caucasians, just like the Georgians of southern Russia. They're Caucasians, okay?
Yes. Now, there's two other factors that we need to be aware of. Right now, India feels very threatened by the Taliban taking over because of their close alliance with Pakistan.
Right.
And Iran is very fearful of the Taliban. They have been for years.
And do you know the reason why?
Well,
their viewpoint of Islam is totally opposite. The ISI and in Pakistan is Sunni, and so is Iran, and the primary ones in Iran are Shiite. And
that's right.
A number of the nations that are allied with Russia are all Shiite. The Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, a number of them. There's five of these Muslim nations. And they all look to the mullahs of Iran as their religious leaders. So that the allies inside Russia to make up over 42% of their army are all Shiite Muslims. Did you know that?
Yes, of course.
Now, what you're seeing is the alliance getting ready for World War III because remember, when Joe Biden is sent, along with the Queen, sending a carrier group into the Black Sea, they're trying to provoke Russia to counterattack us because they want to start World War III now. Now, not next week, next month, next year. Now. And the reason is the Queen caught onto it, and she actually pulled that carrier group out and sent it to the Indian Ocean. Did you know that? Now, the two carriers up there in the Black Sea are to aggravate the hell out of the Russians so that they will attack us. But you see, Biden does not have the nuclear secure transfer codes or nuclear warheads. He doesn't have control of the Marines. He doesn't have control of our nuclear submarine Navy, which is a submarine launched nuclear missiles. He doesn't. You follow me?
Yeah.
He has control of some parts of the military, and as a result, he's a lame duck pseudo-presidency who's trying to aggravate the Russians. Because, you see, the reason why those missiles were put there in Cuba and back in there, I know they wanted to kind of threaten America and see if they could attack, but they knew we had enough weapons that if we decided to even attack Russia, these are how crazy the Russians are, we would have wiped them out, even back in the 1960s. Okay, I know that because I have friends in the nuclear area. We had so many advanced weapons. For example, the reason why the Russians went crazy in Cuba is because we put weapons in Turkey. That big base that the current head of Turkey is a nutball. I mean, it's the largest palace in human history in Turkey, and he's working directly with all these alliances to help the Taliban and the Pakistanis because of their alliances, right? You follow me?
Well, I follow. There's a few details that he's sort of.
Yeah, well, he's making alliances with the extreme elements, and they're all lining up like this. And of course, he's trying to buy Russian equipment from the Russians at the same time. He's part of still of NATO, this director of the president of Turkey, who's part of NATO in so-called Europe. But they've threatened to flood the Europe with more and more illegals coming from the Middle East because of weather warfare is driving people out of the deserts of Central and Southern Northern Africa into Europe to survive. It's all part of the game.
Yes.
Do you understand me? So the climate warfare is part of the thing to drive the population of the Middle East into Europe, just like in Germany when the German president's a nutball, she brings them in because she's hysterical. See, women are not designed to be leaders. Even if they have a very high IQ and she's a nuclear physicist, their emotions exceed their intellect. Yep. Whereas men, even if you're average intelligence, it's very rare you see a man who's, let's say, in the military or otherwise, that his emotions will exceed his intellect. Now, if you're above average intelligence, you become a leader. And you're able to be a good military leader because you know strategy and so on. But if you're an average, that's why men become fathers, but they're not good nurturers. They're the protectors that will sacrifice themselves to save their family.
Yes. For the past 40 years, we've been monitoring the desertification of the Sahara and the Sahel.
Right, and that's all by design, by the way.
Yes.
All by design, by weather warfare, and I know about it because I took care of Space Command working on the weather warfare systems, flying jets out of Royal Air Force Base, putting up strontium, thorium, barium, aluminum with our HARP 2 satellites controlling world weather and earthquakes and so on and volcanoes. So you have to understand, people, we're all being played in a massive theater of operations here, and Joe Biden's just a little chess marker on the game. He is a demented man just following orders, and we've got the Hyena Harris waiting in the wings here. And Americans better wake up. You need to first off proceed litigant actions, prep up, pray, and proceed. Do not submit to the vaccines or the New World Order because they're going to kill you or put you in civil detention, then behead you. How's that? Game up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.